The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, Tuesday morning, time for us to talk travel with Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
This is the first live conversation we've had in some time. through the magic of radio, every Tuesday at 8:10, regardless, you're going to hear Deanne and I talking about travel. But a little hidden secret is sometimes those were pre-recorded in advance because you're traveling and I was traveling the last couple of weeks. So here we are.
Here we are. How are you?
I'm good. Everybody's heard about my vacation. Where have you been?
Well, I just got back from Istanbul, a yacht cruise on Explorer One that went from Istanbul to Athens, and we sailed through Turkey and the Greek islands, the smaller islands.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. When they say luxury, you think, oh, boy, it's out of my price range. Mm-hmm. It's out of my reach. Mm-hmm. And I met with the Explorer sales team and the ship vice president and everything. I was on an awards trip. So I was on there, fortunately, because of that. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, every single room is an oceanfront, floor-to-ceiling room with a private terrace. Wow. And the private terrace has a lounge chair on it, like a couch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got on this terrace and you're like, oh my gosh, I mean, I could really sit here.
Yep.
You know, sometimes
yep.
you're on one and you're like, oh my God, I'm in the water.
Nice.
But this is a newer cruise line. Explorer Cruise Lines is new. It's been operational for about 2 years. They've got two ships now, Explorer 1, Explorer 2, and they're expecting four more within the next 2 years. So what they've done is they've started low pricing. They want people to see it. They want people to get on their ships. And we were in the Mediterranean, but in the winter, they are in the Caribbean. So we can get you on one down in the Caribbean area for the same price as a Princess Cruise, higher end NCL in the Haven area. These ships are amazing. They're small. There's 540 people on it. They're small. They're what you would call, like when you look at a cruise ship,
mm-hmm.
it's half the size.
Okay.
I mean, it's just like it's
yeah.
got, we had three pools. One was an infinity pool that looked like you were falling into the ocean. It was so cool. But the beds around the pool, there's none of that line up the lawn chairs and you're in the third row, can't
right.
even see the pool.
Right.
There's none of that. It's all layered, like up and down and all the way around and just amazing. Everything is included. You don't get pricing for this, this, and this. It's all included. Your Wi-Fi, your drinks, the only thing you have to pay for are the excursions. But everyone that knows me knows I can't cook. But they had private cooking lessons on board every single day.
Oh, wow.
So that's included. And they have entertainment. It's not like the big ships.
Right.
They have a lounge show. It's a goofy guy up on stage one night doing, you know, fun songs. The next day he's, you know, Billy Joel. You know, it's mm-hmm. not like the big ships. They don't have the big musicals and that, but they do have a small casino with tables and with slot machines. And so that is on board.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurants are all sit down. The buffet is not buffet. I had lobster two nights in a row. You don't get to go in and grab your food. They serve it to you. They make your omelets, your pancakes, all fresh. So,
well, this sounds
if I could
pretty
just
nice.
Say one thing.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was nice. If anybody wants a quote on this, just give me a call. I mean, honestly, I think the pricing is amazing. But some of the excursions we did in the Mediterranean is we went on a private yacht tour, and we took a yacht to three different beaches, and we went, we sailed around, we got to get in the water, we floated around, we got to go to the beach, we had a fabulous meal, and that was, we rented a yacht one day, and there was 12 of us on the boat. It was fabulous. Another day, we went sailing. You can do the towns and the city tours and things like that. And we did that when we were on a couple islands. But the thing is they're so small and quaint. Mm. They're just amazing. It's just amazing. I can't talk more highly about it. And I'm anxious to get people started on Explorer because it really was a nice cruise line.
Where else do they go? Is that the only area that they cruise?
No, they also go to Northern Europe and they go up into like Norway and that, and England and that area. For right now, that's about all they do. Now the new ships coming out, they're going to be all over the world within 2 years. So I think the only one they're not going to hit right away is Asia. So we're going to do Australia. They're going to do Alaska. I think they do Alaska too. You know what? I got to be honest with you. When I met with them, I was just intrigued about what they offered. I didn't really ask their destinations because all I know is like the repositioning in November, then they go into the Caribbean and they do the smaller islands, St. Bart's, the British Virgin Islands, things like that. So you're really going to see some really neat locations. Again, smaller cruise ship, the more you get to see.
Yeah. Luxury cruising, obviously this isn't going to be cheap, but you said you like the pricing. It is something that you could certainly find people around here able to do, huh?
You know what? In the Mediterranean right now for next year, it's a little gem. It's a little secret little gem. And if you look on my personal Facebook page, it's Deanne Fent : you'll see all my pictures and all the destinations. And you know, if you want to get into those smaller ports and the smaller islands, which are just secret little gems, I think it's something worth looking at right now. I think that the pricing is very compatible.
Okay.
And I think that it's really something everyone should look at. I mean, they have 6 standalone restaurants. You make reservations, and if you don't make a reservation, you can go up and walk in if you want to. If it's available, they'll let you in. They have a wonderful website, but it's really a floating boutique. It really just is. I mean, okay, here's something else, something very interesting. If you're looking for a Rolex watch, and you know anything about Rolex, the owner of this cruise line is personal friends with Rolex. So on board, you can purchase and take home with you a Rolex.
Wow.
You don't have to order it. You don't have to wait 6 weeks. You don't have to wait a year. Some people were telling me they wait over a year. The line to get in is crazy, and you can only go in by appointment.
Wow.
So when you get on board, you go right into the store and you make a reservation and then you get a spot. My friends, they were retiring this year, travel agent friends, and they both got his and her Rolexes, and their appointment was like at 10:45 at night.
Oh my goodness.
And the prices are the best they've ever seen. And they're Rolex people, obviously.
Okay.
I know nothing about Rolex. But you know what? There might be that person out there. They said that they have some good friends that have waited years for a Rolex.
Okay.
And I'm like, really? Little naive Deanna's like, okay. But if you're looking at them and you know anything about them,
well, there you go.
There had to be someone in that store all day long. So.
Luxury cruising at its finest. What's the name of the cruise line again?
It's called Explora Journeys. And take a look at their website. Give us a call. I'll tell you, I know a lot more than where they go. I do know everything else.
All right. Start planning that luxury vacation. And if somebody wants to do that, what should they do?
Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.
All right. Thanks, Deanne.
Thank you.